Hey everyone, welcome to Pure Nintendo's 10th podcast. I'm joined by James over Skype.
Hello.
Yeah. So we, sorry we've missed you guys here the last couple weeks.
Somehow I think it's Kevin's fault.
Kevin's
not here.
Yeah, and I also blame the fact that there hasn't been much news in the last few weeks. But yeah, we've got a good show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking about Mega Man 9. We've got some big news about that today. We're going to talk about Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars, Sonic Unleashed, Monster Hunter 3, and we'll also go into Nintendo's conference that's coming up October 2nd. So, James, what was the big news we heard about Mega Man 9 today?
Where to start?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Mega Man 9 is coming out this Monday.
Yeah.
Not next Monday, but this Monday. The one that's happening in 3 days.
Yeah, that's exciting. And it's kind of weird that they announced a release date 3 days beforehand.
What is even more weirder? It's even more weird that they announced the downloadable content. Well, they announced the actual release date.
Yeah, they announced, what was his name, Proto Man? Or
Proto Man, yeah, they heard that you can download him October 6th, which is going to Wii Points.
Yeah, nice. And Nintendo fans should be excited because we get Mega Man 9 first before 360 and PlayStation 3, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like we get it three or four days before PlayStation Network. And then
how it should be.
Yeah. And then it's like a week before Xbox Live Arcade gets it, so that's fantastic. I'm excited. So yeah, Mega Man 9 and James will have a review for you guys. Hopefully sometime next week. And we're also gonna be we're trying to get a bunch of more reviews up on the site. I'm actually going to be writing the Force Unleashed review this weekend. Just post up my impressions of that game. And hopefully we'll get a review for Da Blob next week. And hopefully we'll just keep the reviews coming throughout the holiday season. So, but yeah, we'll move on to...
I'm going to have a disclaimer now. My Mega Man 9 review will probably be written not finishing the game. Because even the creator himself said that this game is super hard.
Yeah.
And he doesn't apologize for it. He's like, it's hard, and I don't care.
Yeah, which is crazy, because, I mean, the original ones were near impossible, and, I mean, somehow they managed to reproduce that for the new one. So yeah, it'll be a challenge, but, hey, we'll take what we can get, James. You just let us know how amazing it is.
I will. Yeah. I feel like it's a cool little NES cartridge with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool press package. So yeah, Mega Man 9, full coverage next week. And we'll go ahead and move on to Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. And we finally got the news from Nintendo Power this week. We got... some of the information leaked out, I guess, Wednesday or Thursday. And then we just got the first screenshots this afternoon, Friday afternoon. And the game looks pretty good. I think most people wanted a full 3D game. But I think that may have been a little hard to do on the DS, especially to get all of the content that Grand Theft Auto games are known for on there. But the game is using an isometric viewpoint, which is similar to the old ones, except it's kind of at an angle. So you can kind of imagine it's similar to like Phantom Hourglass that type of angle. But yeah, the screenshots look really good. I don't know. What do you think, James?
I enjoy it. Kind of cartoony, but that's what you get with so shading. I know, just looking at the screen, they look like a comic strip, basically.
Right. Yeah, you can tell the CG each of those sequences are probably going to be kind of like the Red Steel cutscenes, where they're just kind of like a comic type based thing. So yeah, that'll be all right. But yeah, it
like you can interact with the touchpad.
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Yeah, use the screwdriver, and they said there's going to be a lot of different mini games like that you can use the stylus for, right?
It looks like there's one screenshot that has the torso of a body on with a tattoo, maybe a video on tattoos or something.
Oh, wow.
And I'm speculating.
Yeah. That would be cool if you could, like, design your own tattoos. I mean, that's something the DS could do really well. So, yeah, the game looks really good, and they said it's going to have basically all the mechanics of a full GTA game. Like, you're going to have your wanted level, and, you know, the cops are going to come after you, and you definitely score more points for different cop cars you disable.
Killing workers.
Yeah. Yeah, so they haven't announced how big the world is, but I would imagine it'll be pretty big, especially with that viewpoint. Seems like they could fit more content in there, the fact that it's not full 3D, so.
They want cel shading, too, so it makes it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it'll be a really good game, and they announced it has quite a few missions, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't it, the initial one was, like, 30-some missions. So, I think it'll be, you know, a pretty packed game as far as DS games go. I think Rockstar never does things halfway, so I think it'll be a real good DS game. They didn't talk about the multiplayer features, though, did they?
Nope, they still nothing on that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they still said it's going to use the Wi-Fi connection somehow, and I would imagine it would. You know, if it's going to be some sort of racing modes or... I would think they could do something like the old Grand Theft Autos where you had the network play. You know, where you could see where the other characters were on your radar. And it's just kind of like kill or be killed type of thing, like a free-for-all.
And it has real-time Brotherhood effects, too.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Day-night cycle.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, that's one of the things that's known for the Grand Theft Auto games is just being kind of this immersive world that, you know, goes on. Even if you're just standing there, the world, you know, people are going to walk around, sun's going to go down, there's just going to be stuff happening all the time, so that's kind of cool. And they said that it's still going to have the sandbox, you know, type element to it, so... You know, go anywhere, do anything type of thing. But definitely going to be a good DS game. And yeah, we'll go ahead and move on to Sonic Unleashed. Sega announced the control scheme this week for it, James. What were some of the details they talked about that?
Well, the most interesting one is from the Werehog, where they use the Wiimote nunchuck to emulate the left arm and right arm, so the nunchuck for the left arm and the Wiimote for the right arm. And to climb, you just move them separately, like climbing a ladder.
Yeah.
And you swing both arms and throw people, and it just seems kind of interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, they did say that the Werehog levels are going to be, you know, slower gameplay. But yeah, it doesn't look too bad. I just hope that, you know, some of the issues that Sonic games have had with cameras, hopefully some of those are worked out before before the game comes out. But yeah, it looks really good, and I'm really excited just about the normal Sonic stages, where it's just gonna be fast paced, you know, switching to side scrolling and then back to 3D. I'm interested to see how that actually works out in real gameplay.
I have a feeling that the Werehog might ruin the game.
Yeah, especially when they said it's 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Like, Werehog is going to be 50% of the game, that...
Just make it Sonic.
Yeah.
It does at least look nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the graphics on the Wii do look really good, and... Which is better than what most third-party Wii games have going for them. But yeah, the controls are definitely shaping up to be really good. And what's the release date for Unleashed? I think it's October something.
Let me find out.
Yeah. But yeah, when... Go ahead.
So keep talking, I'll find out.
Yeah, Sonic Unleashed, when that comes out, that's going to be hopefully revitalizing the Sonic franchise for consoles. Maybe more so than Sonic and the Black Knight will do next year, whenever that comes out.
I don't know if it has a release date.
Yeah, I don't know if they've announced a firm one.
Yeah, this holiday 2000.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll probably be late October or November sometime. Yeah, probably November. But yeah, Sonic Unleashed, that'll be a really good one from Sega. But man, one of the most amazing games we've seen recently, James, has to be Monster Hunter 3.
That is true.
Yeah.
Get some stuff from it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean we haven't seen anything from it since it was announced last year, and in the last couple of weeks we've gotten a bunch of screenshots. We had the Famitsu scans last week, and then you posted up a bunch of new screens this week.
I do my best. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, it shows off some of the underwater parts of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they talked about a bunch of new features. They said it's going to have 4-player online, multiplayer component, and there's going to be a whole underwater mode where you basically can hunt all of the monsters underwater, they said. You just have to keep track of your air and everything. But it looks like it's going to be a huge world, too, and the graphics look really good. I mean, it's only coming out for the Wii, so you would hope that, you know, they're trying to push the Wii to its maximum. So, but yeah, it looks like they're going all out with it, and has a lot of cool features. So, and they also announced that it's going to be playable, right?
At the TGS.
Yeah.
At the
TGS. Yeah, and that's coming up in 3 weeks, or. Yeah, just under 3 weeks now. Man, that would be... Man, going to Tokyo Game Show, James, that game would be worth it, going.
Yeah, well, just going, period, would be worth going, period.
Yeah. But yeah, man, being able to play that, that's going to be really cool. And I would imagine if it's going to be playable there, you know, if they get some good feedback from it, and, you know, if the game's really that far along, it could release in Japan... Either, you know, before Christmas sometime, or, you know, early next year. And then hopefully we'll get it summer or before next year. So yeah, I'm definitely excited about that. I know Kevin's really excited. And James, we're all ready to get that game for sure. And
on an off topic of something I just realized.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that on a new awesome shadow boxing feature for when you click on picks on screens,
uh-huh.
It comes up with the shadow box.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, if you hover over it, you can see what I labeled it when I saved it to my desktop.
Yes, you can.
So I need to stop labeling boobs and other words. I've labeled screen boobs before.
Really?
Because I had like, usually I do like T or some part of the word.
Uh-huh.
But I had a thing taken, so I was like, well, I'll just label boobs. And so now, I don't remember what screens they were. Someone can find them, let me know. I'm going to go over them, the title of it will be boobs.
That's fine, James. I don't mind. I don't think anyone minds. But yeah.
I saw that. I was like, I need to stop doing that now, I guess.
Yeah, when you do hover over it, yeah, it'll give you the name.
What I called.
Yeah, it'll give you the name of the thumbnail, but it'll also give you, if you can hit like a next. So if you hover over the right side of the picture, then it brings up the word next and previous if you're on the left side of the picture.
Yep.
And you can click through it that way. But yeah. Yeah, we'll try and get some feedback coming up on the website, and maybe some new features we can add to it, James. See what some of the users want for the site, and try and get some of their feedback on it.
Like a tweeter.
Yeah, definitely get the Twitter stuff going up. Then we can keep track of all our tweets. Yeah.
In the bathroom.
And yes, I'm using my phone in the bathroom. So, yeah, and we'll go ahead and move on and talk about some of the events that have been happening or yet to happen. There was an event yesterday, James. The Kirby event, right?
That was his crap. It's gonna be like lasers and fire.
Yeah, it looked like they were gonna
space.
Yeah, their press release was like, oh yeah, you can be able to see it from the stars, and yeah, I don't think so. Well, I guess they had these floats, right? Like these bubble Kirbys that floated in the air. And then some guy talked about the new game for 20 minutes or something. I don't know. That seems kind of lame.
I would have punched someone in the face if I wouldn't do that. person there and punched him.
Yeah, it seems to me if you're going to plan an event like that, you know, like, hey, let's do a promotion. It's like, oh, yeah, let's go out to all these places that have Kirby in their name. So, oh yeah, that's cool, yeah, so we can talk about the new Kirby game, but at least do something, I don't know, like do a contest when you're there to like give out free copies of the game. I mean, at least do, I don't know, maybe even have some guy dressed up as Kirby. You know, they've got a Mario suit, why not a Kirby suit?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at least do some sort of, something bigger than just some guy talking about a new game and doing these floats shaped like Kirby.
Nice float, the little.
That's like, I mean, it's honestly like doing an event for a new Zelda game by selling green colored lemonade or something. You know? Like, yeah, it's green because Link wears green clothes. Go buy Zelda. You know what I mean? It seems kind of like a weak effort. But anyways, I'm sure someone enjoyed it somewhere. I'm sure it was the most exciting thing to happen in Alabama in a while. But that was Nintendo's Kirby event yesterday. But Nintendo does have some exciting news, James, in a couple weeks. They are going to be holding their own press conference.
New press conference.
Yeah. It may not be simultaneous, but yeah, within a day, they're going to have one press conference in Japan and then another one in America. And I guess the reasoning behind that, from what I've been reading, is... you know, Nintendo's world headquarters there in Japan usually makes big announcements, and then Nintendo of America gets those, and then they say, okay, well, these are the release dates for America now, or these are the announcements for America. So you usually don't see them do events like this unless it is pretty big news, right? So
I have my hopes, though.
Yeah. And it's kind of nice, though, James, because I'm getting excited about it, too. But at least we're getting excited for, like, 2 weeks. You know, it's not like... It's not hype that's built up for months like E3. Because you remember E3, it's like, oh, well, the Game Developers Conference over, you know, like in February or March. Well, at least we have E3 to look forward to. That's going to be awesome. Oh, I can't wait. 5 months later, look what we have. Look what we have, James. So, you know, that is a plus side that we at least don't have to wait as long to see if we're going to be excited, worth excitement. So,
be excited. I'm going to call it now. There's going to be a new DS.
New DS, yeah. It's definitely possible. And I do think that, especially with Nintendo's response after their press conference at E3, I mean, even it seemed like every single one of them said that they were disappointed. You know, like Reggie said something about it. The lady, what's her name, said something about it, that Nintendo was disappointed. And then, you know, last but not least, but Iwata came out and he's like, yeah, we really were not happy with how we performed at E3.
I think they just weren't happy with the reaction.
Yeah, so, you know, to borrow what the pirate says on Family Guy, you know, I guess the whole theme here is, yeah, we weren't happy with E3, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, I guess that summarizes what Nintendo's probably feeling. But I think they're ready to give the hardcore what they want, James. Yeah. So yeah, that's going to happen October 2nd. So just under 2 weeks now.
I'll be covering the American event.
Yeah. And I'll be up late covering the Japanese event.
I covered it last year.
Yeah, you did. I remember that, James.
Like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and you were up late even with Games Convention staff, right? So yeah, I'll spot you for sure, James, when that comes around.
And everything.
Yeah. So yeah, their conference October 2nd, and I guess we'll move on to. I guess we could talk about the Tokyo Game Show a little bit.
Yes, we can.
Because that's gonna be the week after Nintendo's press conference.
Yes. We had to throw a curveball in here. Verging away from all list of topics we had planned.
Uh-huh.
Threw me off kilter.
I know, I'm sorry. Wasn't even on the list.
I know, it's the perfect.
Sometimes I throw those in there, James.
Yeah, you keep me on my toes.
But yeah, Tokyo Game Show. I mean, do you think there's any significance with Nintendo planning their conference a week before, or...
They're not going to be at Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're definitely trying to emphasize their press conference. You know, because if they did it a week after Tokyo Game Show, it's like, oh, well, we heard about a lot of games at Tokyo Game Show, and, you know, they may not have had huge announcements, so, or wouldn't have looked as big, maybe, at coming after the Tokyo Game Show. But, you know, who knows? They may announce something. They may even have some games at Tokyo. You know, especially some of the... I mean, Monster Hunter 3 will be there, which is a Nintendo-only game. But hopefully we'll see some of those exclusives there at Tokyo, even if Nintendo themselves aren't going to be there. But yeah, that's going to be a... That's going to be a packed couple weeks, James.
Busy.
Yeah. Yeah, because that'll in a couple weeks, we'll have Nintendo's press conferences, and then the week after that, Tokyo Game Show, and that'll kind of be going through the whole week and the weekend.
And then 2 weeks after that, we go to Weezer.
Yeah, and then we go to Weezer, so... So yeah, just fantastic stuff coming up.
October's gonna be a great month.
Yeah. So yeah, Tokyo Game Show is gonna be pretty good. That'll be a good way to kick off. I guess Nintendo's conference will be kicking off October. But yeah, we also wanted to talk a little bit about Time Splitters 4.
The possibility of Time
Splitters. Yes. Yeah, they...
I'm a little disappointed. Actually, I'm a lot disappointed. Nintendo fans are known to come together in time of need.
Yes.
And this is a time of need for Nintendo fans. At first poll from Free Radical of where you want to see Time Splitters 4 on, the Wii was winning by like 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's losing by 2%, 33-35, PS3.
Yeah. Yeah, so Nintendo fans, we gotta rally up and...
Together.
Yeah, I think, James, and a good way to do this, if you want to get more votes in, they're probably doing it by IP address. So just use a different computer. Delete your cache, delete your cookies.
Kevin was doing it. I was talking to him one time. He's like, dude, I've been voting. I was like, I'm voting. I just didn't clear my cache. It's auto work. You're hardcore.
Yeah, exactly.
Clear.
That's dedication. That's a Nintendo fan right there.
A fan.
We're the most zealous fans on the planet, I think.
I honestly don't care if Time Splitters 4 comes to Wii. I just don't want to lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a pride element involved for sure. So yeah, so if you guys have time, go to Free Radical's website and vote for the Wii for Time Splitters 4.
I'll probably put it back up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, just like a reminder link or something. Yeah, so definitely need to push that, because I think Free Radical would definitely consider it, because both Time Splitters 2 and Time Splitters Future Perfect were on the GameCube. So why not do Time Splitters 4? Unless they're doing like full HD, you know, whatever. But I think they could, and especially with the Motion Plus, I think that could be a definite consideration for them. Because that could add some unique elements to Time Splitters 4. Since it's a unique game in a lot of ways. So, yeah, so hopefully we'll hear more about that coming up. And I guess we'll close, James, with our number one most anticipated game that we're looking forward to.
One most anticipated game we're looking forward to.
Yeah, so you go first. What is it?
This topic was my idea, and I don't have one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to buy some time for myself.
I'm going to say Mega Man 9, because that's around the corner.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's just around the corner, and there's so many other things coming out.
Conduit.
You're saying the Conduit?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I mean, would I be lame if I said the new Zelda? Since it hasn't been announced yet. Okay, so if the new Zelda is announced in 2 weeks at their conference, or a new Mario, that's my most anticipated, just to throw that out there. But just to be fair, my most anticipated game now is probably Monster Hunter 3. Yeah, I think Monster Hunter 3 is up there. So, yeah. I mean, Animal Crossing will be good, and Nintendo does have their first-party games. And I do think Disaster is going to be good whenever they release that. But I do think that Monster Hunter 3 is probably my number one.
Game I'm most curious about, besides, you know, talking a lot about it, but it is Sonic Unleashed, because I am curious how we're all going to fit.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll definitely be, you know, you'll have to play the game to actually to judge it, you know.
I'm a big Sonic fan. I got Sonic last one, a crappy one.
Yeah, so. Secret Rings.
Secret Rings. Yeah, I got it the day it came out.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's a ton of Sonic fans, and you know they've been waiting a long time for a good Sonic game. So hopefully it doesn't disappoint. But yeah, I think that about wraps it up for us here this weekend, James. What do you think?
Sounds good. See
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We'll try and keep up the coverage this weekend, and we'll, like I said, we'll try and get some reviews up for you here pretty soon. So I hope you guys have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.